with the establishment of the eternal kingdom, the resurrection, the judgment, all happened in AD 70. Or they might be teaching premillennialism, that when Christ comes, he's going to step foot back on earth. And at that time, he'll establish the kingdom and rule and reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. As there are some churches of Christ that have subscribed to premillennialism. There's a lot of false teaching concerning marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You might find that when that's advocated, if it's taught, as a lot of churches have gotten away from speaking the truth on that and other subjects, that they would take the position that a person who's not a Christian is not amenable or subject to God's marriage law. Or that the guilty party can remarry. And on that goes. With all of the different beliefs, doctrines, and practices among those who consider themselves to be brethren, it's time that we get back to emphasizing sameness. There ought to be a sameness, that is, uniformity, likeness, oneness, among those within the body of Christ. And so let me take just a few moments of your time and call to your attention some things that emphasize sameness. I begin by pointing out the fact that the Bible teaches we have the same Lord. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 12, Paul said there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. You'd think that with all the opposing doctrines and practices, that there be many different lords. But I'm here to point out the fact that there is but one Lord, Ephesians 4:5, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that being the case, one Lord, there's just one standard of authority, and that's His Word. Since He has all power in heaven and in earth, Matthew 28:18, all things have been placed under His feet, and He's head over all things to the church, Ephesians 1:21 and 23. And Paul said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3 and verse 17. Same Lord. In addition to that, as you think about sameness, the book indicates that we are members of the same body. Writing the Ephesians in chapter 3, in the midst of Paul's essay on the church, he said, as stated in verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of their own body. Right? After all, God has different bodies for different people. He has a body for the Jews and a separate body for the Gentiles, right? No, that's not what he said. What did he say? The same body. There is but one body revealed on the pages of this book. In Ephesians 4, in verse 4, Paul said, there is one body. What is the identity of the one body? Chapter 1, 22 and 23 says, the church, which is what? His body. And in Colossians 1, in verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church. So you have it both ways. The church is the body, the church. And there's one body, there's but one church. We're members of the same body. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, Paul said, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into what? One body. I think some brethren have forgotten the fact that we're members of the same body. But something else along this line. Not only do we have the same Lord, are we members of the same body, but the Scriptures emphasize speaking the same thing. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you find Paul writing to a group of people who did not respect this sameness. They were speaking different things. And he wrote to correct that situation. He said in 1 Corinthians 1:10, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak. We want them to speak, Paul, the same thing. and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, listen, in the same mind and in the same judgment. Why'd you say that, Paul? What motivated you to write that? For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. They weren't saying the same thing. They should have all been saying, I am of Christ. And their message was divided. He asked this question, verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? The fact that Paul had not been crucified for them, and they had not been baptized by his authority or in his name. They had no business saying, I have Paul. You see, the Lord doesn't want Brother Washington back there saying one thing and Brother Daniel over there saying something different and then me up here saying something different from that. But he expects us all to speak the same thing. And that brings about consistency in our doctrine, in our teaching. You think that's possible today? You know, you'd think by listening to the message among churches of Christ even, that it wasn't possible to speak the same thing because you don't know what's going to be spoken. A fellow gets in the pulpit and he opens this book and starts speaking about baptism. What's he going to say about it? When he talks about the second coming, what's he going to say? When he speaks about marriage and divorce and remarriage, I wonder what he's going to say about that. It ought not be a question as to what's going to be said or taught on that. We ought to have confidence that whether you speak or I speak or someone else speaks, we're going to speak the same thing because we're just going to speak what the Bible says. And we can do that when we'll all agree to just speak as the oracles of God. In 1 Peter 4:11, Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And so there's a rule that governs my speaking. When I speak, I must speak as the oracles of God. I just need to be quiet. It's just that simple. And when we all do that, we're going to speak the same thing. But when there are different things being said, and there are in a lot of places, somebody is not speaking as the oracles of God. And you're going to have to search the scriptures and figure out who is and who isn't. Right? Because it can't be both ways. When there are opposing doctrines that are being advocated. But also, number four. Not only do we have the same Lord, members of the same body, and are to speak the same thing, but the Bible indicates that we are to be of the same mind. Didn't he mention that in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10? Have the same mind. These brethren had different mindsets. And sometimes they're different mindsets among brethren. There are two words sometimes used to describe different mindsets. Some are liberal and some are conservative. We're familiar with that when we come to politics, right? And we're familiar with that in other areas, that there are those who are more liberal in the thinking and some who are more conservative. And we've got that among brethren. There are some who are loose with the scriptures. And then there are those who are a little stricter. I suggest that we ought to be as strict as the Lord. We heard about that in our good reading, didn't we? Matthew chapter 7. You know, there are some who think, you're too strict for us. Well, is the Lord too strict for you? Are we any stricter than He is? We need to just recognize that what's been bound is bound and what's been loosed is loosed. And we're not to tamper with that. We ought not loose where He's bound or bind where He is loosed, but have the same mind. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 16, Paul said, be of the same mind. And again in chapter 15 and verse 5, God grant you to be like-minded. Good passages, aren't they? And sometimes, though, there are brethren who have different minds, different mindsets. And when you've got different mindsets that exist among brethren, there's not enough glue in Elmer's factory to keep them together. It's just a matter of time when they're going to go their separate way. That's what happened in Michigan, as you're familiar with. Two different mindsets meeting in the same building. And those who were more conservative, who were trying to hold fast to parents' sound words, they had no alternative but to leave. And that's sad. That had to happen. But unfortunately, those who are liberal in their thinking wanted to take money out of the treasury and support human institutions and wanted to hold on to their ice cream social. Thought more of that than they did the fellowship of the Lord's people. And were willing to make corrections of those things that were in error. We need to be admonished, as in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 2. Paul said that you be like-minded. And again in chapter 4 and verse 2, I beseech Euodias and beseech Synecdoche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. How can we be of the same mind? I suggest from Paul's epistle to the Philippians that we can be of the same mind when we all possess the mind of Christ. He said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so when you have the mind of Christ, and the next person, and I do, we're going to all have the same mind, aren't we? What's your mind about that? Well, it's the same as mine. We think the same way about that, don't we? Why? Because we have the mind of Christ. How can we know the mind of Christ? How do you know somebody's mind? We're not mind readers. The only way we learn somebody's mind is as they reveal it. And we can know Christ's mind as he has revealed his mind within his will, as we read his word. And it's been revealed in such a way that we can read it, we can understand it. As Paul said, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Ephesians 3:3-6. It's not a matter of what you think or what I think, but what does the Lord say? What's his will? What's his mind? If your mind's not made up, if your mind's not settled, it's not because his isn't, because the word of the Lord is forever settled in the Lord by reading his word. And then that make up our mind as to what we think about that particular matter. The same mind. But something else, number 5. As we emphasize sameness, we ought to have the same care one for another. I think it's this time to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. Paul said that there should be no schism in the body. That's no division. But that the members should have what, Paul? The same care. Same what? Same care one for another. And so the care that you have for me, I have for you, and we have for all of God's children. We're not partial. We're not a respecter of persons. We ought to be recognized as a group of people who care. You might have some heart surgery or attention done in Indianapolis through a group of cardiologists who are known as the care group or the care center. That ought to describe this church as a care center, a place where people care one for another. And the kind of care that is described in verse 26, whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And so one of the brethren could say, you know, when I'm suffering, you know what the rest of the people are doing? They're suffering with me. They shared my sorrow. They care. Where one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. I mean, that's true of your physical body, right? I mean, one part of you hurts, it makes you feel bad all over, doesn't it? Have a toothache, a headache, backache, right? It affects the whole body. And so when one member's pain, we all are. The scriptures often speak of our care one for another. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 12. Paul said, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Paul, why did you write what you did? Because I care. That's why. 2 Corinthians 8:16, but thanks be to God which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. What was put in Titus' heart? Care. Titus cared for these folks. In 2 Corinthians 11 and 28, when Paul talked about the things he suffered for the Lord's cause, he said, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily. What came on you daily? The care of all the churches. Paul cared. Writing the Philippians in chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said of Timotheus, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Timothy was a man who cared. Do you? Chapter 4 and verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again. And so this was a group of people who cared. If we have the same Lord and we're all part of the same body, then we ought to have the same care, shouldn't we? One for another. Something else. Number 6. We ought to have the same love. Same love. In Philippians 2:2. Paul said, fulfill ye my joy. How are we going to do that? That you be like-minded. That's the same mind. Then he said, having the same love. Same love. We ought to love the Lord's people alike. Whatever love you have for me, I have for you. Right? It's mutual. We have the same love the Lord had for us. He spoke of that in John chapter 13. 34 and 35, when he said that you love one another. How you want us to love one another, Lord? As I have loved you. That's the same love, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. That's one of the things that identifies us as the Lord's people. Love. You can tell if it's there or if it's not. Don't take very long to figure that out. There are folks who may not be aware of what the truth is, but they can tell a lot about the Lord's people by the love they have for one another. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, remember what Peter said about love? Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. It's not something that's fake, pretentious. It's genuine, right? And so, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. 1 Peter 2:17 says, love the brotherhood. I only know of one command I have to the brotherhood, and that's it right there. People often talk about the brotherhood. I'm to love the brotherhood. In John chapter 15 and verse 12, listen to this great statement. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. May we have that same love. And then finally, number 7, as we emphasize sameness, we need to walk by, what do you think, the same rule. The same rule. Some people don't like rules. Some think that where there are no rules, it's just right. Think about the conditions that exist where there's no rules or regulations. Whether we think so or not, rules are for our benefit. They're for our good. Help things to be done decently and orderly. And the Lord has not left us without rules. In fact, the book that we have open today is a rule book. Try playing a game and you tell me who wins if you don't have any rules. How are you going to determine that? Who goes first? Play baseball without any rules. Play football, basketball, no rules. Can you imagine? In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul said, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. This book is our rule book. And when Paul in 2 Timothy 2 talked about a man who strives for masteries in verse 5, that is, competes as an athlete, He said he's not crowned except he strive lawfully. That is, he must compete according to the rules. He can't win unless you play by the rules. And so we got to know the rules. And we got to follow the rules. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 16, Paul said, as many as walk according to this rule, peace on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. And so with so many differences that exist today among churches of Christ, it's a good time to emphasize sameness, to remind us of the fact that there is but one Lord, one body, and having the same Lord, being members of the same body, we ought to speak the same thing, and we'll do that when we all speak as oracles of God. When different things are being spoken, somebody's not respecting that. We ought to have the same mind. Ought not be different mindsets among us. But it'll be like mine. Have the same care one for another. Have the same love. Walk by the same rule. And I'm pleased to be with a group of people who respect this sameness. And I wish that every church around, from Terre Haute to Florida to Michigan to Virginia to California, will be just like this. Maybe that you're in this midst and you're not a member of the Church of Christ. You can be. All things have been made ready that you might be baptized into one body. You've heard the truth. Do you believe it? Will you obey it? Will you repent of your sins, confess your faith? We'll baptize you. Come up out of the water, being added to the church by the Lord. Maybe you've done that, but you've become unfaithful. You've drifted away. You've left off serving the one Lord. You've got a different mind. You need to get back on track. We can help you with that. If you'll repent, we'll pray. As together we stand and sing, Keith.